one should have to feel trapped. If you're in a position and you want to be in a better one, come along with me. Same old grind. It's a bore. You don't want to go no more. If you want to do something new, I know you want to get out too. So here we go. Come along with me. When we first start out, it's sure not easy. But if you got a dream that you want to see, you gotta find a way to finally feel free. I'm not the type to give up. I won't ever be the last. I'm gonna start from scratch. I'm starting from scratch podcast. Welcome. This is Chris. Special show today. This is an interview conversation I have with Kaylee Summit. Discovered Kaylee online on Facebook. I typed in entrepreneur and I discovered her Entrepreneur Academy, where she does coaching and she runs retreats. And she has an awesome community of people that help you learn how to start your business and how to get more attention online. And she offered a free session where she spent half an hour with me and just gave me some tips and ideas of ways to move forward in my business venture. And her tips and ideas have helped me out quite a bit. And then she was also kind enough to meet me for this phone interview conversation where she shares some of her tips and excitement. I love Kaylee's just exuberance. She shares her excitement and joy for life and making it as an entrepreneur with you. So I hope you get as much from her as I have, and I'll give you a link to her Facebook group and her webpage so you can check her out and consider using her as a coach. It's a good way to give yourself a jump start when you're just getting started, is to find someone who's already gone through some of the hard beginning parts that we're facing right now as people that are beginning our own ventures, our entrepreneurial projects. So here is Kaylee, and here's our conversation. Thanks for coming. The special guest is Kaylee Summit, and her website is coachingwithkaylee.com. Hey, Kaylee, how you doing? This is Chris.
Hey, great. How are you?
Good. We're getting some we're getting some rain right now, which is exciting. I love hearing the rain on the roof.
I'm actually one of the people who I do enjoy rain quite a bit as well, and it's even better for the thunderstorm. I feel really relaxed and cozy whenever that happens.
Yeah, it's like cool, especially like when you're going to bed. It's like relaxing, like the ocean.
Yeah, very much like the ocean.
Where do you spend most of your time these days?
Right now I'm actually in Virginia, and my husband is in the Navy, and he's getting out of the Navy in 59 days after almost 10 years of service. And after he gets out, we're actually celebrating by living in a 19-foot RV with our two dogs and traveling from Key West to Alaska.
Oh, wow. That sounds exciting.
Are really exciting and, of course, nerve-wracking for all the things that go along with it, especially when you're running an online business. But, the adventures are totally worth it.
You seem like, to me, someone who likes to, you like adventure. You like things to change and be different and exciting. Is that true?
I mean, I'm an entrepreneur, so that absolutely has to be true. Entrepreneurship is one of the components of being an adventure. You know, like, every day is not really the same. You know, you don't really have a solid routine, and anything can happen at any moment if you're really good at problem solving. So my lifestyle really complements, you know, my business style, which is like going out there, trying new stuff, you know, taking risks and just really testing the limits of my personality and, you know, what I can actually do in my life. So it's been really cool kind of exploring the unknown.
That's cool. That brings up a good question, because I was going to ask that and you kind of answered it right there. Like, do you think that, and I want to ask a little more about your business, but do you think that for someone who hasn't ever done anything entrepreneur, that you kind of have to have that personality of of dealing with that type of excitement? Or do you think it's like, is it for anyone, or do you have to have the right personality, do you think?
Yeah, no, honestly, entrepreneurship is exactly what you want to make it. And I have a lot of my clients are introverted, and they really kind of shy away from that boisterous, kind of exciting, risk-taking lifestyle. And they're still able to run very successful businesses because lots of their clients really appreciate that introverted kind of way of doing things. So, you know, the definition of entrepreneurship is to do something and get paid for it. So it really, the personality doesn't really matter because you're building the business around you. So as long as you can persevere, I think that's one of the traits you absolutely have to have as an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter how that comes out, either like super crazy, exciting, like risk taking, or like calm, just chilling at home, like doing your work and getting it done. So it's really up to the person who's driving the boat.
That's good to hear you say, because I like to think that, you know, anybody can do it, you know.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of putting your mind to it. But I do think, and the reason I'm creating this podcast is that I think the getting started part, the very early phase, is probably the hardest part of all. I haven't gotten to the advanced stages of making big money yet, so maybe I'm wrong about that. But what do you think? Do you think starting out is the hardest part?
Yes, at 110%, starting is the absolute hardest part. And it's totally natural to feel a lot of resistance and a lot of, you know, fear stepping into these unknown spaces. You know, our entire lives, we're told what to do. Like, we're told when to go to bed, we're told what to eat, we're told what to learn at school, we're told when to stop, when to start. And then we get a job, we go to college, and everyone's just constantly telling us what to do. So when you're stepping into entrepreneurship, you're really in charge of your own life, and you're really in charge of your own steps. And that is actually a very not common space for a lot of people. So when you're starting something new, I actually just put this on my personal Facebook page, was awkwardness is always the first step of starting something new. So it's always going to feel a little awkward, and it's always going to feel a little frightening to step out of your comfort zone. And that's why that's the hardest step, because once you do that, it's going to become familiar, and that's going to be your new norm. And then starting something new, like every day, is going to be very easy going for you, because you've proven to yourself that you're able to step into the unknown and flourish.
Yeah. That I have noticed. In fact, a friend of mine recently said, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
So it's true. You know, people are always talking about staying out of their comfort zones, and I'm just like, you know, I live in my uncomfort, like out of my comfort zone. Like, that's where I live, is out of my comfort zone, because I've spent so much time practicing being out there. So I totally agree with that.
And it does seem like a lot of the bigger accomplishments that I've made have been times when I've, definitely pushed outside of my box and tried something new. And it's like, you're not going to find something new if you don't go looking for it, basically, right?
Let's use you an example, since you just brought like one of your experiences up. When we first started talking, you were kind of just figuring out like a couple steps that you could do and ways you could reach out to other people. And then now this entire podcast series and website has been born from a result of you being like, all right, what transition am I going through? How can I help others? So we're kind of going through the same thing. That's entrepreneurship, is really just finding a problem and offering a solution that you've created yourself.
Yeah, I got actually, I wanted to report to you a win. One of the great pieces of advice you gave me was, like, I was just like, man, I need to figure out how to make money in the meantime. Like, I have big plans, but a lot of them aren't going to come to fruition for a while. In the meantime, I'm struggling to make bills. And you said, well, why don't you make a list of different possible ways you could make money? And I did that. And actually, at first, the list was kind of small, but I kind of kept like a going list in my phone. And I kept thinking of more ideas in a week or two, and it got a little longer. And just last week, one day I made money in 5 different ways.
What? That's so great. Now, congratulations.
It wasn't a lot of money. My wife probably makes more in 2 hours as a nurse, but still for
but
me.
That boosts your confidence, right?
But it was a big thing, because it was like, wow, I would have never dreamed even a year ago that I could make money in 5 different ways in one day. You know what I mean?
That is a huge win. Thank you so much for sharing that. And Like, people think that, okay, I have to go into entrepreneurship because that's how I can make a lot of money. So, you know, there people do go into entrepreneurship and they make a lot of money right away. But the majority, like 98% of people who step in entrepreneurship, they don't realize that it's more of like a gardening kind of thing and not a hunt. Like, you really have to plant the seeds, nurture it, let it grow, learn from your mistakes, start a new season. So if people are in what we call hustle mode in the industry, if you're in hustle mode and you can't pay your bills, like I tell you, like I tell everybody, go find a way to make money, because you should not be having to let your entrepreneurship journey suffer because you're so much energy is tied up in making those bills. So don't feel like you have to have one or the other. Find a way to make money so you can clear your head to start thinking more creatively.
That's a tricky thing, because that's something I've been running into is, you know, there's a lot of anxiety, especially like me. I have a family and, you know, already bills, car payment, that type of thing. You know, you get to a certain point in your life and you realize, like, at least what I came to, and I hope some of the people listening to this podcast, like, I want to change. I want to do something different. Mm-hmm. I'm frustrated. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling stuck. But it seems like such a huge jump to go from that to something else, because all your time 9 to 5 is used up working, and you get home and you're tired, you know? So how does someone start, you know, building something new when they're feeling trapped? I mean, that's kind of the question I'm trying to answer in the for people. And yeah. I know that's a question to take on.
That's a really big question. And I'm sure that there's multiple different answers, but, the things that I've really seen with myself and my clients, if you have feelings of being trapped, it's probably not your job. It's probably how you're reacting to life right now. So if you're looking to change your life and you're looking to transform, don't think that you have to uproot your entire life to find that feeling of peace or happiness. Start small. You know, start where you can. Start with, you know, changing your diet, exercising more, changing the people that you're surrounding yourself with, building better, more positive relationships, turning off the news, doing more kindnesses for other people. Like, really enrich your soul during this process as you learn who you are. Because, you know, feelings of trapped in a 9-to-5, I mean, I've been there. I totally understand what it feels like to be trapped in a 9-to-5. But I also have been on the flip side of that, where I started my first job in Hawaii. I was a single person. You know, my rent and my car was almost $2,000 a month, because that's what you get when you're balling in Hawaii. And, you know, I had these bills that had to be paid, and they weren't small bills. And yes, it was just me taking some risks, but they were some pretty big risks for me to be like, I'm going out on my own now. So what's really important is change your attitude to change your life. And then whatever happens after that, opportunities are going to come to you. And then that's where the entrepreneurship kicks in, is when you take on and pick up those opportunities.
I think you brought up a really good point, which was, again, something I was going to bring up, which is that, like, I think, well, I'd like to see if you agree with me, that I think that becoming an entrepreneur is about more than money. Money's actually the smallest part. I think it's about finding your purpose and feeling like you're doing something that you really believe in. And at least that's my goal.
That really is. That is really why I came into entrepreneurship. First, I went into it because I just felt like, you know, I could get paid to do this on my own. I don't need another company to tell me, you know, basically what to do, like when to show up, when to be like, you know, they want me to be at work 8 hours, but I can get my work done in 4 hours because I'm quick, and now I'm being punished by taking on other people's jobs. It just didn't make logic sense to me.
Yeah.
So entrepreneurship is like 95% emotional journey, and then 5% the result. The result you get from being an entrepreneur is making the money. Versus a job, which is like 90% the money, and then 10% kind of the purpose and emotional expansion. So it really just depends on what kind of journey you're drawn to. And I know you kind of mentioned you wanted to bring up the whys of people, like why you're in entrepreneurship and what drives you. Some people, you know, it doesn't matter what your why is, stick to your why. But for me, my why is I don't have another choice. I was made for entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is my journey, and I will never be able to go back to a 9-to-5. That's my why. So the alternative of, like, giving up living in an RV for 6 months, you know, hiking and rock climbing and seeing the world and taking pictures and being able to move wherever my, you know, now husband is in the Navy, that was the freedom that I wanted to have being an entrepreneur. And I will not be able to you know, now that I've tasted freedom of getting paid on my own terms and living a full lifestyle, it would be really, really hard to convince me, no matter how much money you pay me, to go back to a 9-to-5 and being told what to do all the time.
Here, so, climb into this box, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no thanks.
Don't fit in. Just stub in there.
Well, I'm curious, is there a particular, can you think back to, was there a particular time in your life when you kind of like made this realization or something that really pushed you that way when you left your normal kind of job, or how did that work for you?
Yeah, you know, I was one of the millions of accidental entrepreneurs where I kind of just fell into being an entrepreneur. So I was, you know, relocated to Hawaii to run this really big, you know, this construction company. And you know, when I got there, the construction company was completely falling apart. The owner had kind of skipped town. The previous financial CPA had taken like a federal, like way too much money, and it was just slowly like bleeding out and dying. So I got 10 months after I got relocated there and had this all set up with a house and a car and all that stuff, I got laid off.
Oh, wow.
And I was, you know, yeah. And I was like, you know what? Now I have no idea what to do. And at that time, I was really getting involved with the community. I was the president of the National Association of Professional Women. I was the VP of Business Network International. So I was really around a lot of these, like, supportive, powerful people in business. And I was like, yeah, I just got laid off. I don't really know what I'm doing here, but maybe I could help you out with something and get paid for it in the meantime. So I ended up having like 10 clients before I even had a website.
Oh,
and
wow.
I built this business. Yeah, I built this business from 100% referrals. You know, I worked with 50 different entrepreneurs on the island in under 2 years. But I created a job for myself. So I had shut that business down and started what I'm doing now, which is coaching and consulting, because I find a lot more, I feel better when I actually help people change their lives. I think that's just the top of the line for me. Like, I feel amazing when I do something like that.
Yeah, I always get this vibe from you where you're just super cheerful. It seems like you wake up excited about the next day. And I think that's the way people should be, right?
I mean, it's completely up to you how you want to feel during the day, but there was many years, I'm telling you, there was many years where I woke up and I'm just like, I would rather drive my car into a snowbank right now than go to work. You know, I've definitely had those dreadful moments of like, what's wrong with me? How come I'm not happy with my life? What those other shiny, happy people for seemingly no reason? It turns out, you know, I learned this journey like over the course of 8 years of, you know, learning peace and happiness comes from within. And then from my personality style, you know, helping other people and getting paid for it is my true calling. Like, that is definitely where I shine. So that's, you know, I am happy when I wake up now, but that wasn't always the case. Like, if you're waking up right now and you're like, screw this lady, like, I'm still grumpy when I wake up, trust me, I totally get it. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, I think that maybe, I mean, one thing I'm putting out there is that I personally think that finding what's most important to you is kind of what gets, I think a lot of people struggle with, okay, yeah, I do want to do something different. I want to feel more meaning in my life, but what is it? I don't know, you know, because they've been just doing what it takes in survival mode for so long. So do you have any recommendations, or can you remember how you went about realizing that, or how would somebody go about getting to that, you know, figuring out what it is that makes them feel good and
honest? Yes, I completely can, because even I have a travel side blog that I do just for fun called Mountains and Martinis.
Mountains and Martinis?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mountains and Martinis. And I, you know, everyone's talking about, like, I was starting to people were talking about their purpose and their passion, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, where's mine? I don't understand, like, what my purpose is. So if you're just starting out and you're like, yeah, I want to change and I don't know what purpose is, don't worry about figuring out what your purpose is. But don't make that your main focus, because you're just going to drive yourself crazy. I did for almost, you know, several years, drive myself crazy, banging my head against the wall. So really the key to figuring it out naturally is action. So start doing those things that you're called to being to do, even if there's no logical reason. you know, like if you want to learn a language or if you want to take a cooking class, you want to go dancing, you want to do yoga, you want to travel, you want to go on vacation by yourself, like whatever is calling you, that's this next step you're supposed to be taking. So answer that call, which is tying right into your topic, which is the first step is the hardest, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's going to be easy to take that step because it's a little scary because you truly want it in your soul's level. So, of course, it's going to be a little nerve-wracking. And the second thing is start finding friends. Start finding a community that really can support you and does not drag you down. And if you don't have that community, you can find it in my free Facebook group, the International Entrepreneurs Academy. Hopefully you'll have a link for that or something.
Yeah.
I really do cultivate those kinds of relationships, even though I have, you know, nearly 1,500 people in the group. I still keep it very intimate, and you can contact me personally too to be that cheerleader for you. I'll be very happy to do that.
Yeah, I thought that was such a neat thing that you, you know, when I first found your group, that you offered like a free little consultation there, and I was like, yeah, I'll take you up on that, and that was really cool, and it's something that I think could be helpful for a lot of people, just to take that first step, whatever it is. Maybe it's calling Kaylee. Maybe it's just joining a new group and, you know, putting something out there, because you don't know what you might find or who you might reach until you create that opportunity and kind of, like you said before, step out of the comfort zone a little, right?
Yeah, just a little bit, just to get a taste of it. And, you know, if you're not ready to take any huge action, you know, maybe if you're like, yeah, that all sounds good, but I'm still not there, just list out, I love lists, as you know, list out all the things that are calling to you, just to put them on paper and just see what happens, see if they show up for you, and then see if you have an opportunity to step into that naturally, a little more naturally.
How about, I agree with you on lists too. That has been helping me out a lot. Just actually writing things on paper is different than thinking about them. And so
totally.
That's something I'm going to encourage on the podcast. In fact, I have, you know, I've recorded a few episodes, and one of the ones that I'm going to publish before this one is going to have some information about that. So hopefully the listeners Perfect. Will have been doing some writing by now. If not, get on it, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to Chris.
I guess another thing I've been thinking a lot about is what holds me back or what holds back other people I know. Even when you do get started in an idea and you push forward a little bit, maybe you run into an obstacle or huge resistance, or you have some sort of emotional thing you run into. When you're feeling down or frustrated, how do you go about like re-motivating yourself or re-inspiring yourself to get back on it?
I perfected the practice over a long period of time. I actually just taught this to my 90-day group program clients called Make Yourself a Mini Breakdown Plan. So once you start noticing your attitude shifting, because you know, the whole world can do whatever it wants around you. They have permission to do that, but how you react to it is completely up to you. So if you're reacting poorly to life, that means something has to shift within you. So for me, my first, like my mini breakdown is I start getting really frustrated and my patience gets really short. Usually I have a full abundance of patience. So if I notice my patience is getting very short, that means I have to refuel. So my mini breakdown plan is to turn off my phone, go outside, take a few breaths, do some yoga, listen to a meditation. I'm also, you know, a yoga instructor, so I also have a lot of that like woo-woo side to me.
You do it all.
yeah, but I've tried it all too. So that's how I figured out who I am so quickly. But so, you know, figure out your mini breakdown plan. If you're more of a tinkerer, if you're more of a writer, if you're more of a reader, if you just need to take a bath, just figure out your go-to, so that way when you start realizing and noticing your attitude shifting, you're like, I gotta get back on track before I do something I regret. And just know that if you're feeling really discouraged and beat down, just take a few days off. It's totally cool to be lazy and just receive and just relax. Like, just know that you don't have to push 24/7 unless that's where you thrive. Definitely just take a seat back and be like, all right, I am feeling like I need a break. I'm not taking care of myself, and I'm going to put myself first for a little while, or hopefully every day, but at least, you know, a bulk of today is going to be just for me.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think we tend to be hard on ourselves. I think most people do.
Totally.
And that's really the biggest enemy in all this, especially going on like an entrepreneur journey or solo. It's your own mind that is your biggest enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Getting in that right mindset. So I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense, is taking time to care for yourself and give yourself a break.
Yeah, give yourself some compassion, man. You know, you don't have to be Superman. You just treat yourself like a human being, like you would your best friend, and just be nice to yourself, because this is a friggin' process. This is not like a how-to, step-by-step, you'll be successful. You know, you have to really take the time to get to know you, so allow that time. Allow that time to get to know yourself.
You know, another thing that popped out to me when you were talking there was the awareness part of it. And I've heard some people have brought that up to me, and it makes a lot of sense, is, you know, being really self-aware and noticing those little signs.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all go through these cycles, right? Where you're full of energy and you're pumping forward and you're doing all this stuff and getting all this stuff done. And then you hit something and it starts having this little shift. And the sooner you can notice that, the sooner you can notice, you know, it's time to nurture myself, time to be watching health.
Yeah. It usually comes down to, like, you've been neglecting yourself and you've been taking yourself too seriously is what it really comes down to. So awkwardness is always the first step to change. Awkwardness is always the step first to trying something new. Awareness is always the first step to change, because, you know, we're only in our conscious brain like 34% of the time. Everything else is sub and un. So unless you're aware of what's really going on around you, you can't dig up those deeply unconscious set like beliefs that you have about yourself that's coming out in your actions. So until you change your thoughts, your actions are never going to change. So really becoming aware of yourself and your actions and your attitude and your emotions are really going to help you dictate your next steps going forward.
Yeah, awesome. I think the other thing I'd add to that is kind of keeping in mind the people that you go to for, you know, like for me, there's certain people I go to for different types of advice. You know, I'm lucky, I'm blessed. I have a lot of cool friends in my life. And sometimes, like, if I'm bummed out in a certain way, there's someone I might call, and there's someone else who I might call for some business advice, you know? So I think it's really cool to call in when you do get to a point of frustration or depression or anxiety, is to call the right person and ask for some help, you know, or just a listening ear.
Yeah, that is absolute. I couldn't agree more. Put that in your mini breakdown plan. Like, all right, first, I'm going to do this. Second, I'm going to call this person.
I like that too, that idea of having an actual plan, or even maybe a physical place in your house or somewhere where you go.
Yeah.
You know, something that's prepared ahead of time when you're feeling good, right?
It really keeps you in proactive mode as opposed to reactive mode. If you're reactive, then you feel out of control, and then it just starts to spiral. But if you feel proactive, you feel like you have some sort of control as to what's going to happen next, and therefore you feel a little more empowered.
Or like having it would be cool to have like a CD, like with your playlist, or a playlist of cheer me up songs.
Oh, I love that. I hope you post it on your podcast. I'll totally listen to that.
Yeah, that would be cool. You know, when I was a kid, I used to have this record, and it was like Bert and Ernie, and they had this song like about turning your frown into a smile or something. And I remember as a kid, when I would be upset, I would always go put on that record to cheer me up.
Oh my God, that's adorable. Put that on your playlist, please.
I need to find that, track it down. That was such a cool record. Yeah, that's so cool. Cute. You brought up bringing up memories from childhood. We must be having a good discussion.
I hope so. I'm having a great time. I love this stuff. I love your podcast, and I love what it stands for, and I love all people that it's going to be helping in their journey. You know, I really hope that they take this advice and feel really good about it.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty excited. Like, I'm realizing that, I guess what I finally came to realize, thinking a lot about it, is what I really like, kind of like what you're saying, is like, I feel best when I help people out. And if I can find a way to make money doing that, even better, you know? And not for the point of making money, but because that'd be a great way to do it.
Yeah, yes. I mean, if you're going to make money somehow, might as well be doing something that you totally enjoy.
And so all I have to do now is figure out the making money part of it.
You will. It'll come to you for sure.
Yeah, it's coming along. So tell me, I'm a little curious to know more about how you do your business. How do you make your money?
How do I make my money? Well, you know, I exchange time for money. So how I make my money is I give lots of group programs online, and I work with clients all over the world one-on-one. We usually speak, once a week. I give them tasks. I help them grow their business. And then, as we're having these moments of like breakdown and transition and growth, I'm really there to help them support through those steps. So how I make my money is I just work with people one-on-one and help them build their businesses through personal development and business strategy.
So that's like what you call coaching, or it's kind of similar to consulting too, right? Or I guess consulting is more like a business, right?
I mean, I use the word coaching because the term is so easily, digested, but really comes down to business strategists and consulting.
Yeah. But you help people with maybe personal problems too, right? Sounds like.
When you're an entrepreneur, there's no duality between your personal life and your business life. So,
yeah.
It's
all one big ball of wax, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, I noticed part of the way you go about what you're doing is you give away a lot of free information and you give away time too, right?
Yeah, I give a lot of value, and I think that's really important in the marketing process because I can't just tell you like, hey, trust me with, a portion of your money that's coming in every month. It's like, all right, I want to build up that know I can trust, and I want to know that I can actually help you. So if you're getting a lot of aha moments and growth and transformation in my free stuff, I mean, just imagine what it's like to have like my one-on-one attention where I carve out that time for you every week. So I have no problem giving out free stuff. I think it's fantastic. It's a fantastic use of my time. And it also helps me, double up as market research to see what the problems really are and who really needs my help and how they need my help.
Well, that kind of brings up one of my pain points right now is like, when you're starting small, when you're starting from nothing, I got a few friends online, and I don't necessarily want to try to sell things to those people. Although I would, if I have something of value, it doesn't matter who needs it or who wants it. But how do you start like building up a community or finding clients in the beginning?
Network. Network. Join your local communities, your local chapters, start building relationships because your network is going to build your net worth. So definitely start just collaborating with people who are movers and shakers in the area. And then once you figure out who you're really targeting, go to those networking events and build a relationship with them because it's better for your business financially as well time-wise to get those referrals in as opposed to trying to consistently funnel in new business. And those are the easiest amount of types of, clients to completely go through. So, build your network so you can get that one first client who can start referring you to multiple and multiple people. That's how I started my first business in person and then this business online through online networking. So it really just depends on what you're comfortable with.
And I guess that's the tricky thing, too, if you're like someone who's naturally outgoing and that's easier for you, whereas someone who's, like you said, more introverted, that might be kind of tricky, right? I mean, yeah, definitely stepping out of your comfort zone, right?
Yes, and it's funny because introverts, I work with a lot of introverts, like I said earlier, but introverts just, they think that, extroverts are scary and going out there, but it's just trying something new. It's the exact same thing as an extrovert trying something new. So I'm an introverted extrovert, so I really don't believe you're one or the other. I feel like you're
a
combination of
I
two.
I agree with you on that.
So for me, I can easily run a group of 3,000 people and be excited, but I would have to shut my doors and be completely quiet for the next 4 days. Like, there's a limit to how much I can take in. So don't use being introverted as an excuse not to go out there and introduce yourself, because that's really all you're doing. It's like, hi, my name is XYZ. I'm here. maybe you want to mention you're a little bit nervous, you know, and move forward in your life. Don't let that hold you back, because there are a lot of introverts. And online networking these days, if you're an introvert, just post online. Like, you're barely even talking. Find a way that feels comfortable for you.
That kind of reminds me, too. I was listening to a podcast not too long ago, and someone was pointing out that, yeah, like you said, we're introverted in different areas. Like, even someone right. who likes to stay inside and play video games, you get them talking about that video game, and all of a sudden they're not so introverted. You know, if they're sitting together with someone else who likes that particular mm-hmm. game, like, all of a sudden they got a lot to talk about. So the internet does offer ways to find other people who have the same interests you do, and stick to those, mm-hmm. you know, for to at least to start with, you know, taking smaller steps. So that might
be. And you're absolutely, you're describing my husband.
Yeah.
He's an IM, like TJ or something like that, whatever they call it. He's like introverted, like, you know, he's technical and not feeling. He's the complete opposite of me. And I tell you, once you get that guy talking about something, he does not shut up.
Until you're lost, right? You don't know what he's talking about anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that looks like a pretty truck to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that, you know, that actually brings up another really good point is, like, one of the things I struggle with is I'm not real good on, like, the computer and setting up a website and learning how to do that kind of thing. I've had some big struggles with that. Do you do a lot of your own building your website stuff? And
I did. Actually, when I started my first business, I did everything bootstrap style, which means I had no investment, I had no savings, and everything that came in kind of fueled my business. And I chose the route, like, you're paying for it one way or the other. You can save up and hire somebody to do it, or you just pay for it in time and frustration and crying. So when I first built, I'm not a tech person, I'm telling you right now, like, being technical is not one of my strengths, but I did learn how to build a website, because I'm like, this is my sacrifice, I'm going to learn how to build it. And honestly, it was the most painful process of my life. Like, I wanted to break my computer so many times, and if I had $2,000, I would have thrown it at somebody and been like, fix this for me. So if you're bootstrapping, you either have to figure it out on your own, or put some money aside every time you make a sale, or when you're, you know, doing your side hustles or whatever it might be, and save up for somebody to do it for you. But don't think, again, never ever let anything stop you from making a sale. I had my first 10 clients in my first business before you had a website. People aren't buying your website. The website just makes you more accessible as you get more accessible. So you can make a sale by shaking someone's hand face to face to have them give you cash. Don't feel like you have to have all these things in place to start running a business.
That's a good point. You know, you don't need all the fancy tools necessarily. It's more mm-hmm. about providing the value of what it is.
Yeah, people are buying you for sure. So just put yourself out there, and the rest will kind of, you know, come into play as you grow.
That's great advice. Wow.
Thanks. Well, you know, when people hire me, you know, they're usually not rolling dough. And if you've already invested in me, you're not going to want to invest in a lot of other things. So I always give them steps and tools. There's so much software out there that's free or very low price. You know, so you always give them just starter tools. And if they want to upgrade later, they can. But they'll just be creative, be an entrepreneur, and find a solution, because that's definitely the name of the game.
Okay, so we're kind of heading towards, you know, I've had you using up a lot of your time. I don't want to eat up your whole day, but I got one last, like, kind of big question for you. This is a little bit of a trickier one.
Sure. Okay.
What would you say in life is your number one most important thing?
To live it.
What's that?
To enjoy it. To live it. To live your life. To enjoy it. I find myself often, like, going through life some days, and the more that I take chances and I live my life, and I have those ups and downs, and I find the lessons and the lows and the, you know, the highs and the highs, the most important thing for me is really just to enjoy the space and time that you have, because we do have limited time here, and you should be living it the way that you want to. And I like to be that example for people, especially if I'm teaching it.
Yeah, and you never know how much time you have, so...
You have no idea how much time you have. I'm lucky to have today, and that's how I feel.
That's big. I like that. And so that's inspirational too, you know, and then that, I think that provides motivation, just having that point of view that this is what's important to me right now, living, being alive. Yes. I'm not going to waste
exactly.
another day. I got to do something while I have the opportunity to.
Yeah. And, well, actually, the RV trip is actually my retirement plan. And I'm like, you know, I don't even know if I'm going to be around to retire. Why don't I just do this now while I'm young and I can enjoy it and I have both working hips?
Yeah.
Don't wait to do something. Figure out a way to incorporate it now.
That's big. I thought a lot about that at, you know, the last job I was at before I quit. I was noticing a lot of other people retiring and noticing, like, people having health problems. You hear these stories of people that make it to retirement and then die, you know, or get some terrible illness within a month or two after retiring. And it's like, man, you waited all those years to have this time and you can't enjoy it because you're old and sick.
And if you're young and healthy, even if you're young and not as healthy as you'd like to be, even if you're not as young as you'd like to be, but you're, you know, just start now. It's never too late, never too early. Start now.
Yes, that's good stuff. I think that's what people need to hear.
For sure. Thank you.
And so any other, do you got any other, like, parting advice or tools or tips you'd want to share, maybe?
You know, people are still listening. I commend you because I definitely threw out a lot of information out there. But honestly, you know, come to my group. Meet me for real. Like, don't have me be somebody on a podcast you want to listen to. Like, make me a part of your everyday life. Say hi to me once you get in my group, and we'll take it from there.
Awesome. I've been really enjoying your Facebook posts and
thank you.
Being part of the group. And hopefully I can get more involved in the future as I feel more comfortable day to day having time to do what I want to do. Kind of working my way.
Post your podcasts in there sometime.
I will.
Cool.
I definitely will. So, yeah. Kind of getting to that point here pretty soon. So.
Awesome. Cool.
Well, thanks so much, Kaylee, for setting aside this time for me. I really, I'm learning from what you're talking about. So it's for me as much as it is for anyone else. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. This was such a good time. Hopefully I'll be on a future podcast and we'll see the progression of both of our lives.
Oh, see, now I got you for another one.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Chris. I'll talk to you later.
That episode kind of stopped abruptly there. But great, great discussion and advice and some good ideas for you to think about. Thanks for listening to I'm Starting From Scratch podcast. If you'd like the show, I'd love it if you'd subscribe, and would be really awesome is if you could leave a review. You have to go to the podcast app and search for I'm Starting From Scratch, and then you hit review and leave a review and let other folks know. Check the show note links on imstartingfromscratch.com. And you can find the links to Kaylee's website and her blog and Facebook page. And you can check out the Facebook page for I'm Starting From Scratch or the Facebook group. And I'd love to see some interaction there. We can build up our community and make this thing get bigger and better. Thanks for coming.